be all for you, sir.
Yeah, that's it.
It's hard to even fathom the absence of plastic bags at the grocery store. Austin nixed them, and now the Texas Retailers Association is suing the city. The Texas Health and Safety Code says, in part, local governments can't restrict the sale or use of a container not authorized by state law. That may win the case for the Retailers Association. Local shopper Tony Hudson says banning plastic bags eventually is necessary.
Plastic bags take, what, 1,000 years to biodegrade?
In fact, most people I asked don't mind a ban.
I wouldn't mind banning some as long as there was an alternate to it.
San Antonio Citizens Environmental Advisory Committee wants to significantly reduce plastic bag use in the city. Office of Sustainability Director Mary Hammer thinks the committee would want to take the bag ban all the way.
They would really love a ban or a fee.
But they are treading lightly because of Austin's legal matters. Members instead are asking for a commitment from San Antonio leaders to educate people and offer incentives to use reusable bags. Hammer says San Antonio could be ready for a ban.
I think it's less about, you know, money and so on. It is more about changing your habits.
A Shopping Bag Freedom Act has been proposed at the state capitol by Munster Representative Drew Springer. He argues bag bans are for show and that they are an overreach of big government. Brownsville, Fort Stockton, Laguna Vista, and South Padre Island are other cities where plastic bags are now banned in Texas. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.